This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, I'll open the meeting. This is for the regulations for the changes in the operator certification. Do I do the roll?
Why don't we have everyone introduce themselves?
I'm Bill Saringer. I'm the treatment plant manager for Mid-Dakota Rural Water.
Chris Schmidt from South Dakota State University.
Dave Van Cleve, Water Reclamation Superintendent for Rapid City.
Craig Wagner, Public Works Superintendent for Hartford.
And then on the two phones, we have Robin Bobzian, who's in Seattle for American Public Works, and then Ryan Allen from Minnehaha Rural Water. Why don't we have everyone else introduce themselves also?
I'm Mark Perry, Wastewater Superintendent for the City of Sioux Falls. Paul Ferris, Collection Supervisor for City of Sioux Falls.
Jesse Christensen, Brookings Dealer of Water.
Kyle Kamchoff, City of Alexandria.
James Carey, Pier Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Kelly Busher, Surface Water Administrator for the DNR.
Okay. And this time we'll have Mr. Cate do the introduction of the regulations.
Okay, for anyone that didn't get a copy, there are some copies on the back. We'll just go through what's happened so far. At the last board meeting in April, Mark and Paul came and with some petitions for some other water wastewater systems that they'd like to see some changes in the regulations as far as when operators can take their exams. As most of you know, currently for six, 7 years, if you're testing for a class one, to be certified, you needed 1 year of experience to be certified and to take the test. What we did was we took out the requirement of the one-year experience to actually take the test. So what we did was have a qualification to take the test and a qualification to actually get certified. And they wanted to extend that then to the Class 2s, Class 3s, and Class 4 exams. And the board at that time made a motion and passed it that we should make those reg change. And it is a regulation change, not a law change. And that brings us to where we're here today at the public hearing. We've gone through since about July, going through the steps to make regulation changes. The public notice was given about a month ago. It was sent to three newspapers in the state as required, the Pier paper, Rapid City, and Sioux Falls. It was also then emailed to my rather large email group of water and wastewater systems across the state. Also went to the Municipal League, MAP, AWWA section, SDWWA, the WEF. So it was quite well spread across the state. So at this time here, we can start actually going through the changes in the rule itself in section 40, where we, in the first paragraph where we struck out, must meet all education and experience requirements for the class 2 and 3, class 4. That's, again, where we're making our adjustment. We're just saying at this time, for all the classes, you have to be within 1 year of being able to get certified to take the test. So, for instance, generally it takes 8 years for an operator to take a class 4. He can now take it after 7 years if he passes the exam. He'll hold on to the certificate until he gets his eighth year, and at that time he'll be certified. So in between there, after he passes his test, and when he gets actually certified, he'll be in what I refer to as a state of limbo. Again, I'll be holding on to the certificate, and then when he gets his anniversary date, it'll get sent. If you continue down through the second page, there were LRC went through rules. They changed the current wording. They like must instead of shall. I got changed a number of places. In another couple of years, maybe they go back the other way. They keep flip-flopping on shall and must. Go down to section 52. As long as we were going to do a reg change, this section 52 was a cleanup. If some of you remember, in the year 2000, there were some Safe Drinking Water Act changes, and we grandfathered a number of operators in at that time, and they had some special requirements on their first renewal. And so that obviously those grandfathered operators now just follow all the contact hour changes or contact hour requirements for all the operators in the state. And so some of those sections were deleted. Also, you notice on section 52, that first line, LRC felt that was redundant from something that was in the law. and said you need to strike that out there. Other than that, on the third page, acronyms were even favored now. As you can see, they were in at one time, and now we spelled out continuing education units all the time. And then that last paragraph is where we took out the grant, where we were talking about the grandfathered operators. So at this time, that is the rule changes. We had another section we were going to work on, but that was referring to reciprocity with EPA certificates. But when you dug into it, EPA does have a certification program, but they don't offer reciprocity. And in our law, one of the requirements for us to give reciprocity to someone, that reciprocity has to be given to them as they leave the state. And EPA doesn't have a reciprocity program, and so that we couldn't extend reciprocity to operators with EPA certificates. And I've been doing this for, they've started the EPA certification program for, I think, 6, 8, 10 years ago, and we've never had a request for an operator with an EPA certificate to come this way. So in the real world, does it make a difference? I'm not sure at this time. But anyways, we struck that section out and just worked with these two sections that you see here. So those are our regulations.
Is there any written testimony?
Nothing was received.
Okay. At this time, we'll take any oral testimony.
I'd just like to speak to this. I'm Mark Perry with the City of Sioux Falls. The reason we brought it up before at the last meeting in April was some of the main points are to be able to have the operators have a chance to start their certification and continue their certification process along and give them better opportunities to keep their education going. Because one of the things, I'll just bring up an example, is right now if somebody's, if we have a testing in the Sioux Falls area, I'll say, and somebody that wants to get that, they have to wait until they can get to that certification level experience in education. And whereas with this proposal, they would be able to take that up to a year ahead of time, and the time difference in taking the test might be dependent upon where the test is. If we have people in Sioux Falls or Rapid City or vice versa, there might not be a test available in the area for 6 months, so that there might be an 18-month time lag of when they could actually take that test versus the new proposed way. So that gives them better opportunities to get that done and checked off their list. And then South Dakota has, I think historically we were in need of higher certified wastewater operators, and it's becoming more and more difficult to find those individuals and get those people placed when we have job openings. And so this may give us a better opportunity to get people of higher certification out there in the job market. But we would just ask for your support on this measure, on this proposed change.
Anybody else?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, since I'm not I'm not certified because I'm not able to be or work and everything, this would allow somebody to have the test passing in hand prior to their actually being certified, whereas before they would have to wait until they had all the requirements before they could take the exam?
We're separating the idea of when they're eligible to take the test and when they're eligible to become certified.
So,
1 year difference.
So it gives them a little bit, maybe more mobility. They could take the exam and say, okay, I passed the exam, I just need my time. And they sort of have this, I'm going to be certified in hand.
Right, it's the same as the way with the class ones right now.
That okay.
Day one, as long as they have a high school education, the second day after they're hired, they can take the test. If they pass it, I then hold on to it for 363 days until their work anniversary and they get their year in.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been that much trouble tracking it. I've got probably a stack of certificates down to the class ones that are just waiting for guys to wait out their 1 year anniversary.
I was pretty sure of that, but I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was voting on.
Do they still need to be with a water or wastewater system
Well, they have to meet their eligibility. So if someone has, let's say, the class four, if you have 7 years and 1 month of experience, you're not working at a system, at that point they can't guarantee they're going to get their experience within 1 year, so I wouldn't let them take the test. So I would say the answer to that would be yes, they have to be. Now, if someone is working for it, let's say in that same situation, 7 years, 1 month, they work for a system, another 6 months, and then stop working, then I would hold on to their certificate until they would have to then get rehired somewhere and get the 8 years. Because we've had some of those class one guys never get their certificate because they quit before they got the 1 year.
But if they picked up employment again, then they would continue right where they left off.
Yep.
The other issue we run into sometimes is, if they're being promoted into a lead position or something, there's a six-month probationary period. And if they're not eligible or you can't get to that, do I take them off probation? Because that's one of the requirements to have the certification. If they at least says, I've got a passing test, I will get it once my time's here, it's easier to take that person off for a probationary period because it's there.
Less risk for you guys.
Yeah.
And this model is not unheard of. The FE exam sort of works the same way for engineers. You take it before you graduate, but you can't be an EIT until you get that degree, even though you may have passed the exam. PE test in Wisconsin is the same way, actually. You can take it prior to your 4 years of experience, but you don't get the license until you get the experience.
Move on, can I?
Craig, you call for a motion from somebody.
Well, don't I have to let them know that they're...
You can, do that. Okay. I was going to remind them at the end also.
Okay. That this record will remain open for 10 days to receive any additional written information or written testimony. Just so you guys know that. But other than that, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the regulations.
So moved. Second.
So moved in a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. I think that we can
adjourn this meeting.
Take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second. I don't have to vote on that, do I?
I'm sure I'll vote yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?